All right, hello everyone, and welcome back to the Mandalorian Podcast for Season 2. I'm here with Dean Grassi.
Hi.
Andrew Savino.
Hello.
And me, myself, Hayden Loudensager. Now, before we begin discussing Season 2, let's get the new people's views on the first season, because they weren't here that time around. Dean, why don't you start?
All right, so I really like the first season. I thought it introduced a lot of characters I can't wait to see, like Cara Dune, and there was a bounty hunter Gil. I thought it's really cool seeing all that stuff come into play, you know.
Yeah. Any particular favorite episode?
Well, as of so far, I'm not gonna lie, like season two is 100% better than the last season. I think bringing in characters that were from the original Star Wars lore is really like that's making a lot of people love the second season. So
yeah, nostalgia. Favorite character so far?
My favorite character is definitely, you know, the Mandalorian. I mean, I love seeing him. There was the guy that played, I forget his name, but the guy that was in Boba Fett's armor. I thought he was really cool, and I hope that I can see him later in the season.
Andrew, about the first season, what's your favorite episode, just real quick?
That's tough, honestly.
Yeah, they're all
the last one's very eventful, so... that one's probably my favorite, just because all the action and craziness, you know.
Yeah. And you finally see the Empire come into play. Into
yes.
You also get to see Mando's face for the first time.
Yes, that's huge.
Yeah. Favorite character, real quick?
Well, I don't know. This is an original answer, but you just can't hate little adorable baby Yoda, you know?
He's okay.
Yeah, he's fine.
All right, so I guess we should talk about... You know, let's start off with Chapter 9.
The very first season of Season 2. No, let's start with the end.
So basically, the Marshal, it's whenever the Mandalorian goes to Tatooine, and he's told that there are others of his kind there, obviously looking for other Mandalorians, and he actually finds, what was his name? Was it Cal?
Something like that. We'll just call him the Marshal.
Yeah, we'll call him the Marshal. And basically, he was like the... I like the Western feel to it. Like, you know, it was like an old Western type.
He's the sheriff.
He's the sheriff. And Mando's coming in and trying to shake things up. But, I mean, it's really neat how you see in a whole nother side of the Sand People. You see them. They're like, they're talking. He can communicate with them. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah. And where should we go from here? I guess the Cracked Dragon. I don't know how to pronounce the name of it. The Cracked Dragon. That's it. So the small town's being terrorized by the Crack Dragon.
Yeah.
I'm going to keep saying Crack. keep saying Crack, sorry. It's being terrorized by them, and so are the Sand People. So what happens in the episode is they make a deal with the Sand People to defeat the Crack Dragon because both sides don't like it.
Yeah. I mean, I thought it was really neat seeing that part of the show.
You don't see the just the terrorizing... Of the Sand People.
Of the Sand People. They're actually like people.
They're people too. It's
They got feelings. But I thought it was, I just love that. And they're like, and they bring in a lot of old things. Like the Crate Dragon is, there's that skeleton of it. And you see it in A New Hope whenever Luke Skywalker's on Tatooine. That's what that is.
Yes.
And I thought I thought it's cool that we can finally see what that looks like.
The little Easter eggs connecting to the
so many
movies.
And they even mentioned Mos Eisley. Yeah. Which is where, and I was like, oh, that's, ugh.
Where's this little town? It's like,
it's right beside.
It's unmarked, but.
It's unmarked someplace off. It's a mining town that, after the Empire fell, just got
And then they just
wrecked.
Got, basically. They
Wasn't
got
it called
over.
Like Mos Espa or something?
Yeah. Something like
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Good stuff.
No, but the Marshal is wearing Boba Fett's armor.
Yeah, that was.
He bought it off the Jawas who helped him after the town was taken over.
I'd love to know how the. One thing they didn't explain is how did the.
How did he get out of this?
How did Boba Fett's armor get, like, how did he get out of the Sarlacc pit? And
we watched this
how did
die.
He separate himself from his armor?
Yeah.
We can discuss that at the end.
I guess.
Yeah. All right, so in Chapter 10, after returning from the unmarked town, he goes to the mechanic lady from the first season. I forget her name again. Yeah. And she says that she has
mechanic.
A past... Yeah, the mechanic. Mm-hmm. Why not? There's this one frog person that knows the location of other Mandalorians. So... Mando takes her on to her back to her home planet in order to
to go find more or she has to go back to lay the eggs.
Yeah, that's it.
And he wants to go find out where more Mandalorians are. I'm not going to lie. Yeah. I thought that episode was really weird. Not my favorite episode.
I thought it was terrifying.
Yeah, it was like...
Yeah, we'll wait for that.
It was just weird. But I don't know if you guys know, but so Dave Filoni's the guy that created the Clone Wars. Yeah. He actually had a cameo in that, and he was the other X-Wing fighter pilot.
Did not know that. That's amazing. Awesome.
The guy that made the Clone Wars, and he actually had the Wolf Pack's... Ooh. So like Star Wars, the Clone Wars, the Wolf Pack. He had that on his helmet.
That's awesome.
And it was so cool.
Nice little Easter eggs. Anyways, due to the nature of the eggs, they can't go light speed, so they have to go slow speeds. And gradually through the episode, Yoda's just eating the eggs of the frog person.
Definitely disturbing.
That was weird.
It's more for comedic effect, but, you know.
It was a little odd. I was like, okay, well, I could have done without the eating of the eggs.
I was waiting for, like, the connection somewhere, but it was just him just straight up eating
just
eggs.
Just eating eggs. And I wanted the frog. I wanted to know what the frog lady was going to do if she found him eating the eggs.
Yeah.
I was like, I feel like this isn't going to end well. But they never
Nature dictates the frog would have eaten Baby Yoda.
Yeah, honestly. Probably something like that. You know, The Mandalorian's an odd show.
No, but after he gets to the system, it's Republic controlled, and back in the first season, he broke into a Republic prisoner cruiser.
Yeah.
They know about that, then whenever he transmits his logs of where he's been, they start chasing him, because it's kind of a felon.
For obvious reasons, yeah.
Yeah. And he eventually crashes into an ice planet. And they're trying to make a way back to the Frog Lady's planet. Then, in this ice planet, Baby Yoda, starts just walking along, you know, he's just walking casually.
Yeah.
He finds these eggs. He just eats one.
Eats the spider that's inside of the egg.
He eats everything. Yeah.
And then I start seeing all the little spiders, and I'm like, oh, crap. Then I see the huge spider. I was like, oh, crap.
I'm not a fan of spiders, so this just...
It's just...
not. This wasn't my favorite.
It's kind of scary. Don't show it to your children.
It was a little...
No, wasn't it.
But the next episode...
It Wait, we still great. Haven't explained how the spiders died.
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, well, what happens is they get back to the ship, then the X-Wings. Yeah, the X-Wing commandos come down, kill all the spiders for him, and they let him off of a warning because he did leave three other wanted criminals on the prisoner ship.
Yeah, so really he just kind of showed up, blew everything up, and then left.
Yeah.
I was surprised, like, because he asked for some help getting out of there, and they just dipped.
I know. Like,
they did not.
Because you'd think that since they're like the Republic, you know, they're helping people.
They're supposed to help.
Like, and instead they're like, all right, and they just back up and fly away. And I was like, oh, okay.
Not even going to help the man.
All right, we're going to head out.
Yeah, really.
Come on, guys.
Well, they just did sort of waive all of his crimes, so.
That's true, too. Yeah.
It's fair. All right, so then is Chapter 11, where they finally get to the planet, and.
Absolute craziness. This is insane.
I love this episode. This is my favorite episode out of all of the...
Incredible.
Out of all of them.
I don't know. Those eggs Baby Yoda might have been eating looked delicious.
Pickled eggs.
Ugh. No. But, like, I loved how... So, at first I thought we were going to be on Mon Cala. And Mon Cala is where all the... where all the Quarren live and the Mon Calan people live. And I was like, oh, this is going to be cool. But I actually went to like a moon of some sort, and I'm not sure. But there are still a lot of them there, and I thought it was neat to see like the fishing planet. I love seeing like the aggressive Mon Calan or the aggressive Quarren people, and like they trapped them, and then that's whenever Bo-Katan comes in.
Oh, my.
We should probably explain how they got onto the boat in the first place. So whenever Mando gets there, he finds this fisherman who say, we'll get you to the Mandalorians if you pay us and such. So he goes along with them. They show him this giant monster thing.
The Mother Quarren.
I knew something was up whenever they're like, yeah, let the kid watch. Let the kid see see this thing.
Like, I didn't register that. And then I just saw him hit Baby Yoda in to where the Mother Quarren was. And it got eaten. And I was like, oh.
Wow.
Well, sure.
No, but Mando's also pushed in there. Then whenever he's trying to get out, the other Mandalorians come to help him. Then one of them kills the big monster Quarren and saves Baby Yoda.
The Death Watch.
What they were are like they're the peaceful ones, like Bo-Katan, which is weird because here's what might happen. There's a lot of Star Wars fans that have just started watching The Mandalorian. So the entrance of Bo-Katan's like, okay, who is that?
It's huge.
But
for
people
us
that, yeah, but for people that like watch the Clone Wars, it's like holy crap, she has now come into like live in a live action series.
They and nailed the actress though.
Oh yeah, like, it was so cool seeing her come into play.
Yeah, but anyway, as you said, there are two different creeds of the Mandalorian people because like you have the
There are so many. There are children of the Watch, and basically children of the Watch are the ones that are adopted and brought in.
Like Mando.
But they're the ones that are adopted and brought in the race and old traditions.
Yeah.
She's the one that was like, they used to be fighters, kind of, but they fought for peace.
On Mandalore. Yeah.
There's so many. It's hard to keep track of what Mandalorians do.
Yeah. No, but what Mando does is he trades help, like in taking out an Imperial cruiser full of weapons and such from the Mandalorians in exchange for the location of the Jedi. And during this, they say, actually, we're trying to completely take this over and get revenge on the Empire.
Mm-hmm.
So, and Mando says that wasn't part of the script, but he goes along with it anyway because he wants the information.
Exactly.
He didn't really have that much of a choice anyway.
Honestly.
I mean,
I'd love to know, though, like, I guess this is meant for later, but I'd love to know how he knows that Baby Yoda, like, belongs to the Jedi, kind of. Or, like, what they're going to do.
In the first season, at the very end, the Armorer said that
take
need
him
to
more of his kind. Okay. Yeah.
And you remember whenever he explains to the armor about the
force
powers. That's true. So I guess it's just kind of like a natural thing, like take him to the Jedi.
The Mudhorn? Yeah, whenever he lifts up the Mudhorn and saves him.
Also, the other thing is that within the episode, it's shown that, isn't it shown that Moff Gideon is alive?
Yeah, like, Moff Gideon's still alive. Yeah.
Again, it's just
he has the black saber, which is what Bo-Katan's looking for.
Isn't that the symbol of leadership? On Mandalore, isn't that why she
basically
wants
it's like a fancy black
it was
lightsaber.
The first
dark saber
the first Mandalorian Jedi wielded it, and that's why it's sort of more like an arrow for the Mandalorians, and that's why they want it. And they eventually take over the cruiser, and Boba Fett returns to go find Ahsoka Tano, which the Mandalorians told him about.
The Mandalorian returns to go find Ahsoka Tano.
This is backtracking a little bit, but
that's fine.
Can we talk about how at the end of the first episode, we see the man himself, Boba Fett. At least, like, it's the same actor as Jango Fett, which is
Temuera
obviously
Morrison, I think his name is.
Yeah, who's Boba Fett is obviously cloned off of.
Yeah.
We see him at the end of chapter 9, just standing, watching Mando
take his armor and leave.
Yeah.
I really hope that they actually do something. I'm hoping that they don't just bring in all these characters and just cut it off. Like, you know, I hope that we see something from Boba Fett again. I hope we see something from
actually,
Boba
since
Fett
we are at the idea dump, we might as well talk about Boba Fett and how he got separated from his armor. That's a big question.
He literally went into the Sarlacc pit with it. So I'm wondering, maybe he sold it to get, he might have sold it to the Jawas because the Jawas are very stingy. He sold it to the Jawas to get a ride to, like, you know, Mos Eisley.
How did
and
he get out of the Sarlacc pit, though?
Well, here's what I'm thinking.
This man,
you know how the Kree dragon lives in an empty, abandoned Sarlacc pit.
Ooh,
yeah.
Yes.
You get what I'm thinking, Andrew.
I'm picking up where you're laying down.
The Kree dragon ate the Sarlacc, and during that, Jango Fett just left. Of course, that doesn't explain how he separated off his armor, but
he'd have to get out of it though, like get out of the Sarlacc pit, and then it got eaten, right?
Well, that's the thing is, I don't know how you'd eat a Sarlacc pit.
Yeah, I mean. Really, the Sarlacc pit, they had, like, there's no backstory to Sarlacc. It's just a pit in the sand that'll eat you, and that's it.
So yeah. Well, I'm guessing that somehow, I don't know, the Kree dragon bit off its bottom first.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Something like that. But
but he eventually gets out and
sells his armor, so I'd love to see how, if he's going to get his armor back and what's going to happen.
Let's just not question it. Let's just be happy that this man's back involved.
Exactly.
Because, honestly, I feel like he wasn't involved enough in the original movies, like, he needed used more.
Yeah.
But
Also, I'll go first.
Yeah.
Boba Fett, the original actor for him, appears in the third episode just as like one of the extra Mandalorians, which I thought was neat.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. But here's what I'm excited for. I want to see if Ahsoka Tano still has like some type of relation with Captain Rex, you know. Probably won't. They probably won't even bring up clones.
But well, they find each other in Rebels, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
The series, yeah.
Yeah, so, like, And I feel like something happened like along the way, and they just kind of like lost contact with each other. But I want to know if like, you know, I want something to do with if like Captain Rex came back in. And
I'd start crying right there in my seat if I saw Captain
Clone
Rex.
Clone Wars
right
fans,
there.
You know.
Actually, you know what might happen to Captain Rex? Because you know how clones were made to age like twice as fast.
Yeah.
He might die in The Mandalorian.
Oh.
I'm sorry for putting that thought in your head, but that might happen.
Now that I'm thinking about it.
It's probably true.
That's along the timeline.
It's getting to the time.
Now I'm really sad. I'm not going to lie. If they do that, though, if they, like, kill off
Captain Rex,
I'm going to be sad. Yeah. Like, that's our childhood.
Honestly, I'd rather them, like, him already be dead before they even bring him up. If they kill him on screen, that's
sad. Yeah. That's like being in original time and watching Han Solo die from bed. And it's like, well, there goes my childhood hero.
Also, Mandalore, the planet that they mentioned in the, I forget which engagement, but they were talking about how it's cursed.
Yep.
Yeah. Just something interesting because, you know, we don't hear much about Mandalore.
Yeah, all I know about Mandalore is that after, there were so many wars there, so it tore the, like, it physically tore the planet, and it's like all broken. So like whenever you see it in the Clone Wars on the latest series, like they're attacking Mandalore, you can see it's all broken and crumbled, I believe.
Yeah.
And I was like, huh, pretty.
Well, everyone, that's all we have time for. I hope you have all a good day, and see you in the next one. Yep. Goodbye.